Chapter 10, I wasn't expecting that. I was in a quandary. Having described the three states of war, wonder and peace, then I found myself in the unusual position of finding them everywhere. All activities seemed to show these three competitive states. However, I had no real way of testing the existence of these states, and my ability to perceive them might be caused by some sort of bias. It's a bit like owning a Mini Cooper. Once you have one, then you suddenly notice how many other cars are Mini Coopers. I started to scout around for some means of testing these concepts. Did the states really exist? How could I test them? Do they just affect individual activities in industries, or could they have a wider effect? At the very least, I had a set of predictions, from weak signals, for when a range of activities would start to industrialize, and so I could just wait. Of course, this could just mean the weak signals were wrong or I was just lucky. There was also something strangely familiar about those three stages. I'm a geneticist by training, I hold a second master's in environmental management, and I also have a background in economics, courtesy of a mother who as an economist ignited my interest in the subject. I knew I'd seen these three states elsewhere. It didn't take me long to rediscover that first example, C.S. Holling's adaptive renewal cycle. The adaptive cycle describes the dynamics of a complex ecosystems in response to change. We start with the creation of some form of disturbance, the genesis of a new act, some form of wonder. This is followed by a rapid stage of exploitation and accumulation in a stage of conservation, where the change has become more stabilized in the ecosystem, the equivalent to a time of products, a peaceful state of competition. Eventually, the change has been normalized, which releases energy, enabling reorganization and the genesis of new acts and new disruptions, the time of war. The Holling's cycle is measured over the potential of the system for change and the connectedness of the system. Whilst not an exact corollary, I've overlaid an approximation of the peace, war and wonder cycle onto the Holling's cycle in Figure 112. See Figure 112, Adaptive Renewal Cycle. For more details. C.S. Holling, Adaptive Renewal Cycle. The importance for me of this was it gave rise to a number of concepts. First, when considering economic systems, we would have to look at them as we do with biological systems and consider how an ecosystem reacts to a change and how competition will drive that change throughout the system. Secondly, the size of the ecosystem impacted should reflect the connectedness of the system that is changing, i.e. industrialization of legal will writing would only impact the legal industry, whereas industrialization of computing should have a much broader macroeconomic effect. Lastly, there may well be an element of reorganization involved. I was already aware of co-evolution, but maybe this enabled broader organizational change. With this in mind, I started to explore macroeconomic scale effects on an assumption that a suitably connected technology should not only have microeconomic impacts to its industry, but wider impacts. I was aware that the economy exhibited cycles known as Kondratiev waves, thanks to my interest in economics, and the largest waves we described as ages. The first thing I noted was that these ages were not initiated by the genesis of some new activity, but always by the industrialization of a pre-existing activity that enabled higher order systems to develop. For example, the age of electricity was not caused by the introduction of electrical power, which occurred with the Parthian battery, sometime before 400 AD. But instead utility provision of AC electricity with Westinghouse and Tesla, almost 1,500 years later. Equally, the mechanical age was not caused by the introduction of the screw by Archimedes, but by the industrialization of standard mechanical components through systems such as Maudslay's screw cutting lathe. The age of the Internet did not involve the introduction of the first means of mass communication such as the town crier, but instead industrialization of the means of mass communication. Whilst born out of industrialization, each of these ages were associated with a major cluster of innovations, i.e. genesis of new activities, that are built upon the industrialized components. Each age therefore had a time of wonder. The ages were also associated with a change in organizations. I started collecting approximate dates for these different ages, trying to identify the point of technology that may have initiated it and also the type of organization structure that was dominant. A later version of this is provided in Figure 113. See Figure 113, Waves of Organizational Change, for more details. I still had no narrative linking it all together, instead it was a loose collection of almost connected concepts. Then in mid-2008, I came across Carlota Perez's marvelous book Technological Revolutions and Financial Capital. Perez has characterized these K-waves around technological and economic paradigm shifts. For example, the Industrial Revolution included factory production, mechanization, transportation and development of local networks, whereas the Age of Oil and Mass Production included standardization of products, economies of scale, synthetic materials, centralization and national power systems. Carlota had talked about the eruption of change, the frenzy of exploitation and later stages involving synergy and maturity, a more peaceful time of competition, of exploitation and conservation. It reminded me of Holling's adaptive renewal cycle. It reminded me of peace, war and wonder. The wonder of eruption and frenzy of new ideas, the explosion of the new and the reorganization of systems around it. A time of exploration and pioneers. The exploitation and growth of these concepts, the synergy and the maturity of products in a more peaceful state of change. A time of settlers. The eventual release of capital and tumultuous shift from one cycle to another, the loss of the old, the birth of the new, the time of war and creative destruction of the past. A time of industrialization and town planners. I've taken Carlota's description of K-waves and added onto it the overlapping stages of peace, war and wonder in Figure 114. See Figure 114, Carlota Perez and Kondratiev Waves, for more details. Carlota Perez, Technology Revolutions, and Financial Capital, 2002.